Gia. Over the past 20 years, I have become a storyteller about all things housing. I have created a podcast and social media community to interact about all things housing. With over 20 years of professional experience in real estate, I am happy to share my expertise and create a forum where everyday people and professionals can come together to understand all things housing. Full disclaimer, I am not a salesperson. I do not sell real estate. I am not a loan officer, although I have had these roles in the past. The intention is for entertainment and informational purposes only. I have built my knowledge of real estate through formal education, work experience, research, and relationship building. I hope I can help you see more possibilities for yourself with your housing goals. Come on in, let's have a coffee and a chat. This episode is focused on real estate pros, but even if you are not in the business, these are ways that can help you work on selecting your professional team. How many of you have been to a professional networking event and you felt immediately overwhelmed, either about the number of people in attendance or the caliber of people in attendance? I know I have. I am introverted by nature. I value interactions with people greatly, but I honestly see myself as a little awkward. I have heard people describe me as intimidating, which is not something I like, but I think I understand. I tend to use big words, and in social settings, I'm often thinking about the easiest word to use instead of just speaking the way I speak. All of this is a lot for me in networking situations. So I want to provide some tips that I've learned over time when it comes to networking, but also what can be gained from a positive networking experience based on what has happened in my life. Tip number one, remember that people are people. My dad has said this to me seemingly every day while I was growing up. The idea is that every person puts their pants on one leg at a time. Every person, no matter how much money they have or what type of job they have, everyone is having a shared human experience. Being yourself is the best way to interact. This may seem obvious, but it is easier said than done. Some people naturally just flow in front of other people, and some don't. Do your best to make your authentic connections as you move through a room at a networking event. Tip number two, set some goals for yourself. A great recommendation that I got from a cousin was to simply set a goal at a networking event like meeting three new people today. Not just getting three business cards, but making three connections. One way to look at this could be meet a lender, another real estate agent, and an insurance agent if you are a realtor. If you're bad with names, find some creative ways to remember how to build the person's name and face. In my world, if I don't have strategies going into a networking opportunity, I will fail and flounder and just leave. Tip number three, keep your drinks to a minimum. There is no worse impression that one can give than being wasted at a professional networking event. Although the free drinks may be flowing in abundance, one practice that I've had at professional networking events is to begin the night with a seltzer, water, and lime. This allows you to look as social as everyone, but also to keep your alcoholic intake to a minimum. All of these tips, I hope, are things that you feel are doable. These are things that have helped me, and as an introvert, they've helped me feel comfortable in networking settings. Having a plan in anything you do is a clear way to success. What can you get out of a positive networking experience are new connections. At one networking event, I was able to connect with a pro who could help to solution for a problem that I had been working on in my role. Another instance, I was able to build a true friendship. Another instance, I was able to build a plan to help more consumers receive down payment assistance programs. And the list goes on and on. Another instance, I was able to encourage another professional to consider a new role. I have started these brief stories to help to demonstrate that networking is very important. You have to talk to people. If you are in the business of helping people with their housing goals and you want to be financially successful, you must talk to people. You are capable to create stories from your networking activities. Your stories help to demonstrate your credibility with customers and other pros. If you are a person looking for a home and the pros who you interview do not have stories, especially success stories, and that person may need to gain some more experience before you work with them. Hopefully these tips were helpful to you, and hopefully, pros, I'm keeping you on your toes. That's what I'm here to do, to encourage you to create the best life of your dreams. Until next time.